Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters, about the Kurds and Syria. Because Syria's Kurds are taking on al-Qaeda. They're preparing the ground for an autonomous Kurdish region similar to the one carved out of Iraq a generation ago. For the Kurds, these are indeed momentous times. A government, autonomous of Damascus, has been declared in what the Kurds called Rojavie in northeast Syria. This is 10% of Syrian territory. However, reports of the birth of an independent Kurdish state are greatly exaggerated. If the Kurds spoke as one, then it's possible Rojavie would be a big step towards a contiguous, greater Kurdistan, taking in parts of Syria, Turkey, Iraq and Iran, with a population of some 35 million people. But given the bitter infighting in Kurdish politics and the forces ranged against the very idea of a Kurdistan, the dream of a state remains just that. One of several Syrian Kurdish parties, the PYD, has declared an autonomous government after its fighting forces routed al-Qaeda in the region. They now control some of Syria's oil-producing areas, and they've taken at least two border crossings, one into Turkey, the other into Iraq. The PYD is thought to be controlled by the powerful Turkish Kurdish movement, the PKK. So far, so future Kurdistan. But so far as support goes, that's about it. Even within Rojavie, the PYD is opposed by other Kurdish groups, and the president of Iraq's Kurdish region, Masoud Barzani, has rejected the PYD declaration, saying it smacks of autocracy. He accused the group of suppressing other parties at the point of a gun. Behind this lies the bitter rivalry between the Turkish PKK and Barzani in Iraq. Kurdish infighting is far from the only obstacle to nationhood. The al-Qaeda fighters in Syria are mostly Arabs, and they're not about to allow Kurds to take part of Arab lands, especially as they have their own designs on being oil producers or gangsters. The same applies to the various Syrian opposition groups and to what is left of the Syrian state. President Assad may have abandoned the Kurdish region in order to concentrate on areas closer to Damascus, but in the unlikely event he ever wins this multi-sided war, he would eventually turn his baleful gaze upon the Kurds once more. So would al-Qaeda. So likely would the majority of the Syrian fighting groups, despite their protestations of equality for all Syrians. Libya's Amazigh people, or Berbers, well, they were told similar lies during the uprising against Gaddafi. And then we have the real state actors. The governments of Turkey, Iran and Iraq all oppose the idea of a Kurdish state. It would entail losing large chunks of their territories. So with all these forces arrayed against them, the PYD must surely know there is not about to be a new state called Rojavie anytime soon. However, they will know if they hang on. They have the makings of an autonomous region and the foundations of something more. And the something more could be a Kurdistan. Or it could be more instability right across the region in this historic struggle for a nation state for another of the peoples of the Middle East. That's Foreign Matters. See you next time.